The CDC reports as Wisconsin has made progress against so-called superbugs or antibiotic-resistant infections. The state's also lowered infections caused by catheters and central lines. But one area that needs improvement is infections at surgical sites, say after hysterectomies or colon surgery. Gwen Borlaug coordinates a healthcare-associated infection prevention program for the State Division of Public Health. She says there are many steps that both the patient and doctor need to take to prevent infection of a surgical site.
Unfortunately, it does not take very many bacteria to get that wound contaminated. So we just have to make sure that the odds are on the side of the patient so that they don't come down with these infections.
The CDC report says the country is making progress against hospital-associated infections in part because of federal financial incentives tied to Medicare payments. Borlaug also notes that infections are expensive to treat.
It's not good for healthcare facilities to have patients with these infections. It's not good for the patients, obviously. And the providers certainly don't want their patients to come out sicker than when they came in.
The April 10th summit in Wausau on surgical site infections is sponsored by the state, Wisconsin Hospital Association, and MediStar. It's a quality improvement organization. Borlaug says so far, 53 hospitals have signed up. They hope to get more. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.